I take a ride on our text today from Romans 1 and verse 9a. Romans 1, verse 9a. Say, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son. God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. Whom I serve with my spirit. You can serve God with your body. You can even serve God with your mind, but your spirit is absent. It's not involved. That's why many sincere Christians who are sincere, but whose spirit are inactive, they don't get blessed. Their life don't change. Not because they are wicked, not because they are involved in one evil or the other, but they carry almost a dead spirit around. Whom I serve with my spirit. Therefore, through an acceptable service or praise or worship in this kingdom of God must come from your spirit. If it's not coming from your spirit, but only your physical body and even your mind, it may amount to nothing. You may not get results. The impact we are looking for via praise may not be there at the end. We are talking about impact, not impact anywhere, but impact upon your life. Why? Psalm 22 verse 3. He says, God inhabit, God dwell in the praise of his people. I will say essentially, when you praise God, what you enjoy in his presence, he comes down. We have said that when he comes down, it's one kind visitor that when he visits you, he will never leave you the way he met you. He normally upgrades, bless, lift, add something that will make men to serve him through you. He does not visit for fun. That's why not everyone who call upon him have his attention. Many, I'll be calling, but he is not there. Like the prophet of Baal, who called themselves even with stone and with knife, but God never appeared. Their God never appeared. What a man whose spirit was revived, active, alive, came to that same scene. He even added problem. He said, pour water on the trenches. Soak the wood and the sacrifice with water. He called upon God, and the Bible says, fire came down, licked the offering, the sacrifice, the water, and everything. So what is the difference? If you are not paying attention to your spirit man, you are doing yourself a lot of harm. I know we love to dress our body. We put so much money on our body to look good, to eat well. How much attention are you putting on your spirit man? The real you. The one that has contact with God. That is where the life of God is. The life of God is not in your body, it's in your spirit. Though your spirit carry your body carry your spirit around. It move you around. But where the God's life dwells is in your spirit. If that is inactive, you can't contact heaven. You see people even in church, people are even doing it in church. They come to you and say, hey, this is Mama Ethan. Okay, Mama Ethan. I see you buy a car tomorrow. No, don't say amen. Yeah, as me, I'm not married. I say, I see one man come to marry you. Me talking, I don't get husband, no, but I be a woman like you. Man of God. Oh, yes. I saw you in school. Maybe I'll move admission. I saw you in school. But me too, I've not, even my wife, I don't pass. Madam, I saw you pregnant. Probably you are married for 2 years, 3 years, waiting for the, all those people going around. Maybe they are telling you also in church. They are practicing what? Witchcraft. What do I call it? I didn't hear you. Are you afraid? Witchcraft! They can be in choir, they can be in Austria, they can be everywhere. They go around to tell people what they have not. The Yoruba people say, the man that will give you clothes, what do you do? Look at the one he's wearing. Your life is not in order. Your age mates are already finished NYC. Are you struggling with WAEC? Or struggling with OND? And you go to somebody who already finished his own NYC or her own NYC, and you are there to tell him prophecy. Why you don't prophesy over your life? One thing I told God over 30 years ago, when I read Acts 1 and verse 8, he said, and the Spirit and the Holy Spirit have come upon you, am I correct? And you said, and then you will be my witnesses. I told God, don't let me preach what I have not witnessed. Don't let me be the one preaching healing, but every day I'm in the hospital. Don't let me be the one preaching prosperity, but I'm begging members to give me money to eat. My children are out of school. I'm a beggar. New generation begging. I didn't carry plate, but I know how to enter you to collect your money. Don't let me be a Christian. That I was not a pastor. But I just want to be a witness for God. There are many people professing to be witness what they themselves have not experienced. You are a false witness. So it takes your spirit and it's alive where God dwells. And I tell you, God will not grow any man's spirit for him. It takes individual, effort. Deliberate effort to grow his or her own spirit. God will not open your mouth to pray in tongues. God will not carry the Bible to your front and say it for you. I ask you, are you listening? You say, God, I want to sleep. Come tomorrow. He say, okay, I'll come tomorrow. He will not do that for you. He has left that responsibility to individuals. Glory to God. God is my witness. Whom I serve with my spirit. Are you serving God with your spirit? So our praise, our worship, including our giving, you can give now and later you are regretting it because it didn't come from your spirit. God may want to change your life with the little you have and say, give me. Like Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. But because your spirit is dead, you say no. What will I eat after? I plan to go out. What will I use for transport? How will I pay my children's school fees? Only God knows how many times myself and my wife have entered our account with a zero balance. And yet we are not poor. I will never seek for anybody's help. Oh, there's no food in our house. Come and give us food. We saw the need in God's house. We saw the need in the kingdom. We saw the need in some people's life. And God gave the commands. But can I tell you, if your spirit is dead, you can't hear God when he's speaking. So it's difficult to have a change of life. You'll be afraid. Everything we do in the kingdom, if you are winning soul and your spirit is not involved, but only your zeal, you'll be causing more damage. You will bring them to church and your clatter will scatter them. The work of your hand will scatter them. You may be the first person to offend them through your behavior. And they say, no, I don't come here again. But you are a good soul winner. You are going around preaching. But your spirit is not evolved. It's not developed. It's not recreated yet. You don't like to grow. Glory be to God. Everything we do in this kingdom must come by through our spirit. And the earlier we develop our spirit man, through the word, through prayers. The faster our spirit come alive. You can't fold your arms and have and be spiritual. And when I mean spiritual, it's not the type they have around the world, you know, today. Some of them are carrying dada heads. You know, no locks. They have identity that they are spiritual beings. You know what I'm saying? They wear one kind of garment. They tie one kind of hair tie. I've never seen where Christianity make anyone dirty. I've never seen it. I've also never seen the Bible where Christianity make anyone disadvantaged. God made a show of the richest man on earth, the best man on earth, the most righteous man on earth. God made a show of him. Say, have you considered my servant Job? A businessman, not a pastor. But God called him my servant. God addressed Abraham as my servant. Abraham was never a preacher. Tell me how many times you see him doing evangelism. Or even introducing his own God to others. His business is him, his family, his household. But God addressed him as my servant. That man's spirit was alive. You want to come alive with God, with the Holy Spirit, and that all your services, all your input, your praise, your worship, everything that you are doing in the kingdom will become impactful. Attract God's presence. Attract his power. Attract his presence. Attract everything and his blessing upon your life. Sir, ma, you cannot carry a dormant spirit around. You know, do something very fast as a Christian to be alive in your spirit. Your link to God is not through your body. It will now be through your mind when that mind has been renewed. According to Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans 12 and verse 2. So the praise that will make impact on your life and in the kingdom, and even in heaven, where you have a record that you once appear here, or you keep appearing every day, must come from your spirit. Because that, when your spirit is involved, what you experience is that his presence comes into your life. You feel him around you. You will also see his work in your life. Nobody will come and tell you one fake prophecy. I was going somewhere and somebody said, Pastor, let me encourage you. I said, no, you can't encourage me. I said, I'm not discouraged. And I've never in my life been discouraged. How do you need to encourage me? Well, if I have a challenge in my heart, I approach my God. And once, I don't remember the name of the church, but a prophet, they called him, met me by the roadside at the gate of that CGC. I was coming from GT Bank, Tokudende. But he was standing in front of that CGC gate some several years back. I was in my white Mercedes Benz, V-boot padded, cooling myself with my AC inside the car. And the man waved my hand down. I went to help him. I thought that he needed something. And when I slowed down, he said, he started talking rubbish. He didn't see this one. He didn't see that one. I went down my car more. I asked him, put your hand inside the car. He put his hand inside the car. I said, what do you feel? He said, I feel cold. I said, you, all the things you are saying, can you say to a man who is inside this kind of car, you see how you are sweating? No one look for your type of professor, too. I said, please remove your hand, let me wind up. And I drove away. You are carrying a living spirit. When you see them, you will know them. You will know them. They can even be part of us in the church here like this. When you have the living spirit, when I hear a Christian is being duped, it grieves me. There's greed behind it. What am I calling? And that greed has overshadowed his spirit. If there's not a shadow of spirit, you know that this thing, this venture is not the good, there's nothing good. God will always send that signal. Don't go into it. And that's all. Just fold your hand. I know they do. Glory be to God. John 4 and verse 24. He said, God is spirit. And they that worship him must do what? Must worship him what? Anything outside your spirit is useless to God. It cannot impact your life. It can't impact the church. Probably I am preaching now to you, not from my spirit, but from what I want to get from you. Or the impression I want to create on your life that is meaningless to God and to your life later. If it's not from my spirit, if there's an ulterior motive, there's a reason behind it, other than God, it's a wasted effort. I can sweat here, use 10 towel to clean myself. It has no reward. If you must serve God or worship him, you must do it in spirit and in truth. Can we examine the dancing of David in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, 14 to 16, then 20 to 22? We'll read a lot of Bible. Are we there? Is this 16? Okay, then 20 to 22 later. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Can you see that? And David was guided with a linen ephod. Yes? So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet, like we are doing every day here. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw David leaping. Who can demonstrate leaping for me? Man of God, can you demonstrate leaping for me? Who can demonstrate leaping for me here in this church? And leap. Let me see how you leap. Nobody? Is it the English that you don't know or what? Or you can't do it? Huh? You can do it? Oh yeah, do it for me. Hallelujah. God bless you, man. Sometimes they carry one leg. Am I correct? Huh? Huh. A king. What do I call it? A king. Not an ordinary citizen of the state. The king. The most powerful king on the earth. Leaping and dancing before the Lord. And this woman, what? Despise him in her heart. Some of you despise this. People who are dancing. People that whose spirits are alive and they are misbehaving in the church. You say, look at her. Look at her. Look at him. Look at him. Be careful. That was made the woman barren for life. The only woman in the Bible will not give the king. Those on who they were for a long time. 25 years. God still answered them. But this one, and so he died. Now from verse 20 to 22. Are we there? Yes. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet David. Yes. And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord Which choose me, which remove your father and put me as king? Do you even have a reason to thank God? If you have, nobody can hold you. And this reason will always come from your spirit, not from your body, not the way you feel. David said, your father was before me, but God removed him and put me there. It's before that God I'm dancing. He had a reason. Has God changed your status? Has God changed your life? But if your spirit is not active, if your praise, your thanksgiving, your worship is done from your spirit, you will not even remember anything that God has done for you. You behave as like somebody who has never seen the goodness of God. But look at David. Which choose me before your father and before all his house to appoint me ruler over his people, over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play before who? Now, let's see the last verse. And I will yet more vile. I will behave like I know even get, I know be anybody in this Israel. Forget about my royalty. I become more vile. I go play like Pekin. I go play like nobody, like no nonsense person. As far as is concerned, this is my God. Yeah? Than thus. I will be based in my own sight. If you see a man respecting himself before God, his spirit is dead. Say, let us dance. His body no pain anymore. When you see, say, ah, these are children. They are children. So you are old. You are calling dead for yourself. Me, I'm a small boy. And even before the maid servant, which thou hast what? Has spoken of them shall I also be heard in honor. The dance of David that turned a woman barren for life without cursing her. The dance of David that brought him victory all the days of his life came from his spirit. By his renewed mind, And because the mind was renewed, the mind mobilized the body. Your mind will mobilize your body if your mind is align with the Spirit of God or with your spirit. Because your spirit is already active with the Holy Ghost. So when your mind is renewed, I read in the book of Romans 12 and verse 2. Don't be conformed to this world and all the rest, but be renewed in your mind. Paraphrased. Our worship, our praise is from inside out and not vice versa. Your body can't move until your spirit moves. It's your spirit that moves your heart. Your heart mobilizes your body. But where is the body that is moving and nothing is mobilizing it? But because not the drum. You have not seen people that dance without a drum. In the house, nobody was there. Nobody's there. But something sparked in their spirit. And they started doing what? They started dance. They started dance. Started dance. Started dance. Nobody was there. Nobody playing drum. Nobody preached to them. But something sparked in their spirit. Have you not seen an adult crying when nobody beat him or her? I'd ask you, alone. Nobody's there in their house. Just start crying. Nobody talked to them. They didn't watch a film that moved them. Nothing. You just think about something that's happening. What? Where do you think it's coming from? So at salvation, if you are born again here, you are a child of God. At salvation, your spirit was recreated. Not your mind, not your body. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. That man who is now a new creature, that is what we encounter when you say, Jesus, I give you my life. So the new creature is your spirit, not your body, not your mind. And that's where the life of God lives. It lives in your spirit. That's why sometimes you can see a believer is born again. The life of God is in his spirit. Does he have issue with anger? With lying? With stealing? I say, ah, no, he's not born again. No, he's born again. He's saved. He has a failure. And the failure is that he has not aligned his heart with the word. He has not trained the heart. Heart is trained. You cannot train your body. You subject your body. You put your body under what? Under control. But your mind is trained. You train your... You can't subject your mind. You train it. And the instrument you need to train your mind is the word of God. So when you train your mind in line with the word of God, your mind also aligns with the spirit, with your spirit. Don't forget that your spirit has been recreated as salvation, but not your mind. If you were a smoker before, after born again, you can still go and smoke. I don't have a window in the house, or you are ashamed. If you are a drunkard before you, and you got born again, before that, this thing is just scratching your neck, you carry one bottle. Wah. Before now, one carton. But now what? Say, I praise God. Just one carton. Gradually, you come out of it. But it takes the training of your mind to tell yourself, I'm not drinking again. But you see, this body, it has to be subjected. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Give us. He said, but I keep my body and bring it into what? Subjection. The body must be subjected. So that's something that your body wants. Because your mind has been renewed, has been energized, has been regenerated by the word, you can tell your body no. You don't need that. When you find out that you cannot say no to everything that your body needs, your mind has not been trained. Has not been renewed after the word. And if your mind is not renewed after the word, your spirit will soon become dead. You will not hear, even when you are doing what is wrong, you will not hear the book again. Your conscience will be sealed. So if you render praise in that kind of atmosphere, you are wasting your time. You render a service, you come to clean, you come to stay in the sun there, you come to stand like this, my daughter here, and everywhere, and you are serving God, doing evangelism, going up and down, inside sun, inside rain. In that kind of condition, my brother, my sister, it's a waste. That's why many are saying, where is my reward? Ah, your reward is available. But the table is not set. The platform is not set. It's not right. I can take offering here twice. Some people may not give, but some people will still give. Am I correct, church? If I say, brethren, we take another offering. Hallelujah. God bless you. If you give this offering tomorrow, you will meet somebody that will give you money. You will give it. My purpose will just be that after I collect this offering, and I'll tell those who can't give an offering. You see, second offering, don't count it. You hear me? Don't do what? Pour it inside leather. Go and put it inside my car. My conscience. If I keep doing it, and I do it every time, doing what is wrong every time, because their mind has not been trained to align with the word of God. God will not kill me if I carry an offering, go and chop. But there's consequence for me. What do I call it? There's consequence. I may even eat the food where we are not eating, no bone, hook my neck. And I just come laughing alone. And I drink whatever I want to drink and come back. But those food can later become poison. That will manifest in the next 10 years. When you are doing what is wrong and there's no more coordination, your spirit has gone silence. It's no more in touch with the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. So your mind must be trained. Mind is trained. Body is what? Body is what? Subjected. But you can't subject your body until your mind is renewed. You see a girl with 5 boys. All of them are sleeping with her. You see a man, you see a young boy with 3 or 6 girls. He's sleeping with all of them. As long as the body says you want this one, you go and do it. The mind is too weak to tell the body no. That's why you are fasting. You have told yourself, I'm going to fast today. By 9 o'clock in the morning, your leg is shaking like this. You're telling yourself, no, it's not by force. God not too tough like that. Not be so. And you ask, give me. Or you even left your house in the morning at 7:30, but you are fasting. And you brag to call your colleague to go to office by 8 o'clock. And you got there and your colleague is eating bread with egg and sardine and geisha fried together with some small, small carrots, black pepper, and all the rest, and green pepper, sorry, and put all of them together. It is so looking very inviting with bone bitter tea. And then, my brother, let's go to office, let's eat. You have told God I'm fasting today in your house. And you say, Bismillah. Bismillah. God will understand. Thank you. God will understand. And you sit down and eat. You know why? Your body overcome your mind. Because that decision was from your spirit. Transfer to your mind. But your mind is not strong enough to tell your body no. You can fast at 12. You can fast at 6 o'clock in the evening. You can do 3 days in your house without moving out. It's not going to be convenient. But because you have a very strong spirit, and a very strong mind now that's aligned to the world and to the spirit, your body becomes subjected to that dictate. That's what I mean by subjecting what? The body. And I will say, I will not do this, and you go back and do it. So if you don't work on your mind and work on your body, you can't have a strong spirit. Glory be to God. But the spirit of God that helps you when you yield yourself, he will never force you. Never, never. Romans 12 and verse 1. Presenting your body as what? A living sacrifice. So your spirit being alive will help you to tame your body. I use the word tame, the way you tame dogs and lions. To tame your body through a strong mind that has been renewed, aligned with the word of God. So if you are not a student of the word, you can't have a renewed mind. There's no means to renew your mind outside God's word. So your spirit at all times must take the lead. Your mind follow. Then your body automatically must follow. It can't control you again. You control it. There's nobody fasting that is not feeling hungry. Can I have a dinner in the house? No, if you fast from morning till 12 o'clock, you will be hungry before that 12. Oh, you tell yourself, no, I'm not eating till 12. Oh, I will not eat till 6. These 3 days is shut down. Only water, if I need it. Otherwise, nothing. But you are going to feel hungry. You are going to feel pain. Sometimes to pray, you can't pray violent prayer again. But yet, you tell yourself no. It's because your mind has been aligned with the spirit. And therefore, you can tame your body. Tell them, what you need, I can give you. All those who sleep with boys, guests who sleep with boys, to buy phone, to buy hair, to buy shoe, to pay half rent, and they became Olosho. But they speak in tongues. They are God's children. But the venture they have entered into may end their Christianity forever. Don't quickly do something about it. And you can't do anything meaningful in the kingdom. Everything you are doing physical, there's no reward for you. You will even be spoiling the work. Those who are hardworking, those who are praying, those who are fasting, and you mingle with them to do the same thing with them, your own will be spoiling their own work. There will be no show for what they are doing. Their sacrifice, their everything. That's why a thief, a pastor who is a thief, a church never grew, never do anything good. People suffer, bring money. The pastor feed on the money. Live a expensive life at the expense of people who are making sacrifice. So also are spiritual matters. Spiritual matters. When you can't even count your body, you don't even know your body count as a man or as a woman. Every goat that has money, you sleep with them. Every goat that opens their leg, you go and sell it. And I've told people that from hole you enter, there are snake inside. Some have scorpion. Some even have python. When you enter it, your prosperity is done forever. You will suffer. You will see paper on the ground. You will look, you think it's money. Your mind is not a nail. So whatever is done with the flesh has no eternal value except what comes from your spirit. Now, how to have an active spirit? Glory be to God. How to have an active spirit? Number one is through new birth that you are born again. Born again, I'm talking about. It's not like today's edition of new birth. Not today's edition of new birth. Chronic drunkards, fornicators, thieves, murderers. They come to church. They say they are born again. But the chronic drunkard, chronic fornicators, thieves, people that use order to destroy others, they don't care. They use you until you are finished. Then they move to somebody else. But they speak in tongues. They lift up holy hands like us in church. They are not born again. That's not the kind of born again I'm talking about. Because today's edition of born again is different from what we saw in the Bible. So you can have 5 children for a man that didn't never know your father or your mother or pay anything on you. No marriage, nothing. Not even introduction. But I have 5 children for him. And when you come, you say, my husband. And heaven is saying, your fornicator partner. But they say, are you born again? You say, yes. They make utter call to yield to the Holy Spirit and let him help you. You say, no. I've been coming here for more than 3 years now. How can I say I want to get born again? Brother, sister, I'm talking to you. Yield. Don't deceive yourself. Very chronic. Chronic liars. They claim to be born again. That is not the kind of born again we are discussing here. John 3, verse 5 to 6 and verse 8. But I want us to read 1 John 1 and verse 9. No, it's only 3 and verse 9. 1 John 3 and verse 9. The proof of being born in Christ. Whosoever, I don't want King James. I don't want King James. Because this commission, I don't like it. That's not what the Bible, give me another version, sir. There's a band that say practice sin. Or continue to sin. The other one, what is this one? No other one? NLT, no day. Amplify, okay. No one who is born of God, deliberately, knowingly, and what? Habitually practices sin and cover it. Yes, because what? Continue now, God. This verse never finished. No, verse 9 never finished. Never finished. That because has statement in the front. Because God's seed, his principles of life, the essence of his righteous character remains permanently, not temporarily, permanently where? In him. Who is born again? Who is reborn from above? Spiritually, transformed, renewed, and what? Oh my God. And set apart for his purpose. And he who is born again cannot habitually live a life characterized by what? This is a perfect translation. Because he's born of God and long for to please him. This is the true description of who is born again. Today, some people may be sitting down with you like this and they have a hangover of yesterday. Go away and drink. And they are close to you now, it's smelly to you. If they say praise God now, they can't say praise God because they know what will come out of their mouth. But they say, are you born again? They say, yes, sir, I'm born again. Which kind of born again you be? You wake up, maybe probably you wake up from a boyfriend's house to this place. People don't ever fear God, though. You want God to accept your service, your offerings, your praise, your worship, and all that you put in into the kingdom, into service of God. Sir, be a Christian. Like I used to say, if you want to be a Christian, be what? Huh? You don't want to be a Christian, don't be a what? Don't be a Christian. It's not by force. You will live what you sow. See, they are forcing me to be Christian. Nobody is forcing you here. We're not the first person here. But we'll tell you what the Bible says and show you the consequence if you disobey. It's your choice not to make it. It's you not to make it a choice. A true Christian, a child of God, does not rejoice in sin. But can I tell you, he can commit sin by error. This is the balanced gospel. That I see you do something that is unprintable. Me, Matthias, along with me, does not make me to write you off. Until it becomes your character, your habitual way of life every day, God tell ourselves, yeah, it's Allah. So a Christian can walk in error by what? By mistake. By mistake. There is a deliberate sin, and deliberate sin are committed for the gain. Man of God, my name is Agnes. I'm just 23 years old, young girl, but I want to buy me phone. I say, man of God, buy me phone. You say, come to my house. When you come to my house, I'll buy you phone. And I come to your house. You sleep with me. I know you are going to sleep with me. Because it's, I know it. Are you hearing me? And I come. And after that, you buy me phone. The phone, there's the what happened between me and you is not a mistake. It's what? It's deliberate. Because you might not say you will sleep with me when I come. Me, might not say you will sleep with me when I come. But I will get phone. So sin committed for the gain is not by mistake. In case you are writing, please write it down. Sin committed for a gain, to get something from the person, is not what? It's not a mistake, it's a deliberate sin. And somebody who truly born of God won't do that. To trade his or her body for money, for material things. As a woman, if you sleep with a man and give money to go and buy clothes, and you show the clothes with a very good style and bring it to church on Sunday, and wear it to church on Sunday, and drink and get very well, inside your heart, you know why you get the clothes. Men may clap for you. Say, who sold this cloth? Say, now, our sister, Elif, the best tailor in the world. What is it, Elif? You know where you get the clothes from? Maybe work he do on you, and you give him money, because he go chop. Hey, you say, I'll carry my own, go there. The righteous one too, will carry his own where? To Elif. You have helped Elif to advertise through your gain of sin. Let's pray. Stand up.